The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, Who do the crowds say that I am? They said in reply, John the Baptist, others Elijah. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. Then he said to them, But who do you say that I am? Peter said in reply, The Christ of God. He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, The Son of Man must suffer greatly, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday we heard Herod asking about Christ. He wanted to see him strictly out of a sense of curiosity. Today, however, Christ asks the apostles who people say that he is, because he wants to ensure that his followers don't think of him like Herod does, as simply just this curiosity to be studied. He asks this question to make sure they don't see him as anything or anyone other than himself, the Messiah, the Lord, second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man who must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. My brothers and sisters, who do you say that Christ is? Take a moment today and talk to Christ about this, because it's an important question for our daily lives. It's an important question to delve into regularly, just as part of our spiritual life. Even if we know intellectually the answer, are we actively living it out? When Christ says he is the way, the truth, and the life, do we believe that? When he says that he is the Son of God, when he makes the claim that he is God himself, do we believe that? Again, intellectually, it's easy to say yes, of course, but do we have that? Do we express that in our relationship with him and how we interact with him and other people around us on a daily basis? And so, again, I say that it's a good thing to take to prayer, this question, because he's not just asking the apostles today in the gospel. He asks us too, who do you say that I am?